It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. New Jersey's health office says Essex County has one of the highest rates of late-stage breast cancer and cervical cancer diagnoses in the Garden State, and data show the outcomes for Black women are often more deadly compared to other groups, especially in the city of Newark. To try to reverse these alarming trends, Newark University Hospital has partnered with the Rutgers New Jersey Medical School to roll out a new mobile mammogram van that'll screen patients right where they are. Dr. Susan Pories is the surgical oncologist at University Hospital and a professor in the Department of Surgery at Rutgers New Jersey Medical School. Valencia Maponia is the mobile health manager for University Hospital. They both join us now. Valencia, this kind of mammogram van was already providing care in Newark, but it was put on pause during the pandemic. What's the biggest change coming with this new rollout?
The biggest change, let me start with the physical. We have a brand new $1.2 million bus. The old bus has been retired. It had met its age, well over 15, 20 years old. And we now have the 2024 state-of-the-art unit that has hit the road. It includes our 3D mammography facility that we have available to our women. And of course, our programming has changed somewhat. Prior, it was focused only on women who were uninsured, plus it was a part-time situation. Now we are a full-time facility, a fully licensed health facility by the New Jersey Department of Health as a satellite of the University Hospital and ready to serve our women in the community.
Does it cost women when you go out? Does it cost them to get the mammogram?
The insurance company of a woman that is insured will be charged, but she has no copay or out-of-pocket expense. In terms of a woman who is uninsured, there is a grant provided through the New Jersey SEED that is managed by the SAVE program, and they are payers to our system to cover these women who are uninsured.
But Lindsay, I'm curious, how successful was it the first time around? What was the goal this time?
We were able to do over 18,000 women in the previous dispensation. And out of that, I know we had over 200 and plus positive results that came out. So that was very impactful in the community.
Dr. Pori, statistics show that some women in the state who get diagnosed with breast cancer are already in the late stages of the disease. How common is this?
Actually, it's unfortunately fairly common in Newark and the patients that we're seeing at University Hospital. We're seeing women come into the emergency room with cancer that has already spread, metastatic breast cancer. That's about 11% in Newark compared to national statistics. It's about double what we should see. And we're also seeing about 30% of the women coming in with late stage diagnoses, so stage 3 or locally advanced breast cancers. So we really want to change this and shift the stages so that we're seeing more people with stage 1 or even stage 0 would be best.
Dr. Pories, those statistics you just cited, why is it?
Well, it's multifactorial. I think part of it is access to care. Hopefully the mammogram van will help with some of that. But it's also, I think, part of the biology of breast cancer in Black women. As you know, Newark is at least 50% Black.
Yes.
And there also is a very large population of people who've emigrated from Nigeria and Ghana. And those women tend to get breast cancer at an earlier age, and it's much more aggressive breast cancer. And I think a lot of the population is not aware of this. So even though white women have a slightly higher incidence, the Black women are really carrying the burden of more aggressive and late diagnoses. So just to be more specific, they're more apt to get what we call triple negative breast cancers and HER2 positive breast cancers, both of which are much more aggressive types. It's pretty fascinating research. It actually seems to relate to genetic protection against malaria that developed in Eastern Africa thousands of years ago. And while it, when there was less expression of that, it seemed to protect against malaria and sort of evolved over time as genetic changes do. But it also brought with it some other you know, unforeseen consequences, if you will. So it seems to play into inflammation and response to cancer.
Valencia, who is the hospital looking to reach with the rollout of this new van?
One of the things our model is designed about meeting women where they are. So we have early mornings, late afternoons as we team up with our partners. And we want to ensure that women who have limited access due to whether it be childcare, they have to go through a health center or they need to go through a church, we'll be able to provide that for them. Again, yes, we are looking to serve women who are uninsured and underinsured, but we do know that they're working mothers who are insured, but find it difficult to get to the doctor during the traditional 9-to-5.
And what kind of services does the van offer?
We do have the potential of offering pap smears through the SAFE program, and that's for uninsured women. That will be a special offering at times to populations that need that. And we continue to offer mammograms, which is the staple of the bus.
Dr. Pories, how often should women get mammogram screening?
Oh, thank you for that important question. Women should be getting mammograms once a year, every year, starting at 40. If they are average risk, if they have a family history of breast cancer, we like to start screening earlier, even in their 30s, like age 35. And if they have a family member that had cancer in their 30s, we'll start even earlier with alternate forms of screening like ultrasound or MRI. But screening and catching things early is really the key to better outcomes for all women with breast cancer.
Valencia, how can women access mobile care? What do they need to do and where do they have to go?
All the health departments in the basin are on board. They can reach out to their health departments and the health departments will help them to access and register for a program. However, they may call 973-97-BREAST and we can give them further information on how to register and what is going to be our next site.
That's 973-97-BREAST. Dr. Susan Pories is the director of the Breast Center at Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School, and Valencia Maponia is the mobile health manager for University Hospital. Thank you both for joining us on this important topic.
Thank you
so much.